for the fourth year in a row, a Milwaukee chef has been nominated for a James Beard Award, a designation compared to the Oscars of the food world. Gregory Leon is a chef and the owner of Amalinda in Milwaukee. His restaurant opened in 2015 and has received recognition from local food magazines like Milwaukee Magazine and On Milwaukee, among others. And he was nominated for the James Beard Award for Outstanding Chef earlier this month. Was a finalist for Best Chef in the Midwest in 2022 and 2023, and a semifinalist for Outstanding Chef last year. Gregory Leon talked to Rob Ferret earlier this week.
Let's start with this nomination. Another one, fourth year in a row for a James Beard Award. I know probably the true satisfaction is happy customers. That said, what do these nominations mean for you?
First, I want to make sure everybody understands it's not just a reflection on me. It's a reflection on my staff. Also, I don't do everything here. I don't cook all the food. I don't take it to the tables. You know, it means that all the hard work that we're putting into this and all the things that we give up for this career and this lifestyle are worth it. It's nice to have people that you're in the same field with, that you look at, that you admire, think that you're doing a good job. You know, it also helps. I was talking to somebody yesterday. It helps with that little voice that I think most of us have in our head that likes to tell us that we're being an imposter. Mm. So, you know, there's a little bit of validation in there, too.
All right. I want to go back 10 years ago or so. You came to Milwaukee, I believe, from San Francisco as you, had a map open or whatever. What made you decide it's going to be Milwaukee where I do my restaurant?
So in 2012, I was traveling and Milwaukee was not on my radar. I'd been in California for 18 years. It was super expensive. I knew I would never be able to open a restaurant without having a bunch of people involved, which kind of defeated the purpose in my eyes of opening a restaurant. And so I traveled that summer and I was going to move to Portland. And a friend of mine is from here. And he was just like, come visit. And I'm like, What is a Milwaukee? I've never been there. I don't know where it is. I looked it up in a map. I was like, oh, it's right by the water, which I love, but it looks like it's really cold. The main thing I wanted to do was find a city that had a food scene. It didn't have to be a big food scene, but it had a food scene where I, could open a restaurant and do the kind of food that we do here at Amalinda and, you know, make a couple coins and live off of that. And so my friend just like for 3 days in a row, just kept texting me, come visit. And I was like, I haven't worked in 6 months. I don't really have a lot of extra money. I'm traveling on vouchers for an airline that doesn't go to Milwaukee. It's like, it's just not in the cards. And 2 days later, he calls me. He says, I had a bunch of miles and I got you a ticket. He's like, I really think you need to come visit.
Wow.
So that was the beginning of them trying to convince me to stay here. And so after being here for a week, meeting a lot of different people, going to different restaurants, I figured this was a nice place to be.
And you're right. You're still here now in Wisconsin. What is it about the Milwaukee food scene that didn't just bring you here, but has had you staying here and being an important part now of that scene?
Well, you know, first of all, the people in Milwaukee are super nice. Like, just people are so nice and friendly. So that I loved. I liked the fact that there's a sense of community amongst most of the chefs and restaurant owners. Not all of us like each other. We're humans. But I would say, I don't know, 80% of us are really good friends. And we do stuff with each other and we help each other out. So I liked that a lot. I had never experienced that. There was a great food scene. And it was, you know, fairly young in a sense that, like, you know, Odd Duck had just opened. You know, you had places like Braise and La Merenda. There we go. Those restaurants had been open for a while, and they were kind of trailblazers, in my opinion, in the Milwaukee dining scene. But Milwaukee's always had a food history. You know, there's brats and cheese and all that stuff. So the people just, like, drew me in. That's what it was. I discovered all these other things about the sense of community and all that once I started working on my restaurant. It was exciting to be part of a food scene that was having a renaissance, as if you would say.
Now, sometimes when we see kitchens on TV or in the movies or whatever, there's this sort of almost tyrannical thing. The head chef and everybody else bows and cringes and stuff like that. You've talked elsewhere about, A, not wanting to do that, and B, trying to help your staff grow as chefs and maybe go off and open their own restaurant themselves. Why is it important to you to help develop some of the talent of the future?
You know, I have worked for several chefs in San Francisco who were not the nicest. And, you know, I started my cooking career in 1994. So no internet, no cell phones, you know, and that gross behavior that we all associate with chefs was, you know, was the norm. And I remember working for people and not being motivated by that behavior. So, you know, ultimately what we want to do here at Melinda is put out some really good food and have people leave happy. And I think in order to do that, you have to have a staff that's happy and wants to be there. You know, I own the place and there's mornings when I wake up and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go to work today. But that just has more to do with like, I want to be lazy. It's not like I don't want to be in the space with the people. And so I get it. Sometimes, you know, the sous chef or, you know, the bartender is going to wake up and be like, ugh, I don't want to go to work. But I never want it to be because they're like, that guy's a monster. And I think it's great to look at these young cooks and see what they're doing. And they're very innovative and, you know, their brains are full of ideas, sometimes too many ideas. And they're very ambitious. And that's great. The future of Milwaukee's dining scene is bright.
We're talking about the independent Milwaukee restaurant Amelinda with its owner and chef Gregory Leon, who was recently nominated for James Beard Award for the fourth year in a row. People are listening, Gregory, and they're thinking, Rob, you're talking to a chef. Where's the food? So you said you came in and wanted to do food inspired by Spanish and Portuguese cuisine. Why focus on that part of the world?
You know, I had spent a lot of time in Spain, which I really like. I love the country. I love the relationship they have with food and cooking. To them, it's part of the day. It's not like, oh, I've got to do this. You know, it's like, okay, cool. Now it's time to cook and eat. It's an event into itself. So I love that part about Spain. And it's the same thing for Portugal. It reminded me a lot of growing up in Venezuela. And then I like that, you know, you eat their food, you put it in their mouth and you're like, oh, this is fairly complex and it's got different textures and different flavors. But when you're putting it together, actually, the preparation of it is not extremely complicated. So they're very minimalist, I think, when it comes to cooking. And you want to start with like some really great ingredients and just let them do the work. Sometimes I like to say that we're merely translators for the ingredients, and we're helping them communicate their flavor and texture and color to the customer.
Well, it seems like Spain and Portugal have had a lot of contact with a lot of the world.
Yeah.
Does that leave you like with, a really wide palette to choose from?
It does. You know, we really try to stay true to Spanish and Portuguese flavors. But then sometimes, you know, we'll look at the Caribbean. A lot of it, you know, has Spain's imprint on it. And it was colonized by Spain. You know, Portugal had a colony in India. So, you know, sometimes we'll use the curry powders from that region in some dishes. You know, same thing with Macau, also used to be a colony of Portugal. So, sometimes we'll do stuff where we're using fish sauce and coconut milk. So it does give us a wide array of ingredients, but we try to stay mostly within the Iberian Peninsula.
You change, correct me if I'm wrong, you change the menu weekly there. Is that right?
Yes, we do. So our menu is, I think, 12 items usually is the minimum amount. 4 to 5 starters, and then 5 to 6 entrees, sorry. And so, you know, again, going back to when I was a line cook for somebody, your menus, you're working at a restaurant where the menu stays the same for like maybe 3 to 6 months at a time, and you just kind of became a robot because you're doing the same thing day in and day out, day in and day out. And so, again, not something that would motivate me. I would still, you know, you still do it because it's your job, but you're just kind of on autopilot. And I think that's when mistakes start to happen. People start to get sloppy. They don't care. You know, sometimes it's a whole new dish. And sometimes it's a matter of like, well, I really like this kind of beef and I like the sauce, but let's change up the vegetable or the starch that it's going with. And I think, you know, it keeps everybody interested. When we first opened, though, it was funny because the customers would get really mad. They would come out like, I was in here 2 months ago and I had XYZ and I want that again. And I'd be like, well, we don't have XYZ, but we've got ABC. Now, after 10 years, that's what they've come to expect. And it keeps us all like engaged. It keeps our brains focused. You know, we're constantly reading and doing research and eating out. So I think it's good. It's good on many levels.
Looking to the future of Amelinda, what are your goals? What does success look like for you over the next few years?
You know, I've never wanted to own a restaurant empire. Every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, it might be kind of fun to go through the process of opening another one. And then I come into the restaurant and it's day gross and I'm running around like crazy. And I'm like, I don't even know how I would do that. You know, so I my success would be us open, celebrating our 20th anniversary, and have inspired a lot of young cooks to move on from Mama Linda and open their own place. And hopefully they've picked up some good habits and some good techniques, and they can be equally as successful as we are.
Gregory, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Gregory Leone, a chef and owner and operator of Ama Linda. That's a restaurant in Milwaukee serving food inspired by Spanish and Portuguese flavors. Recently named a semifinalist for a James Beard Award for Outstanding Chef, his fourth James Beard nomination in a row. Finalists are scheduled to be announced in early April.